This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient name Lisa Fuentes, LISAFUENTES, date of birth 04/05/1981, date of appointment 7/18/2025, requesting physician Victoria Miller, VICTORIA MILLER. Dear Victoria Miller, I have the pleasure of seeing Lisa Fuentes today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she is 44-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman whose balance is not good for the last 2 years. She is diagnosed with diabetes mellitus, sometime better than the other. She is very jerky. She fell one time also. She was seen by endocrinologist. She is on insulin pump. She feel about to fall. She does not feel about to pass out. Neck is always sore. She has tingling in the hand and feet. When walks, she feel imbalanced. Memory is terrible. Short term memory is not good. She forget what people are saying. She feel tired. Her last hemoglobin A1C was 9. Past medical history. Diabetes mellitus, vertigo. Hypertension, hyperthyroidism, hyperlipidemia. Past surgical history, tonsillectomy and adenoidectomy, carpal tunnel release, ureteral stent placement. Allergy, no known drug allergy, medication, insulin pump, Liber 3. Sensor, levothyroxine, losartan, simvastatin. Social history, does not smoke cigarette, does not drink alcohol. She is a baker. She is married, live with a husband, have 4 children. No, have had one son who passed away due to cancer at age 4. Family history, mother alive with scleroderma, father alive, hypertension, no sister, one brother with thyroid problem. Review of the system, I personally review the general skin, metabolic endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she is having headache, lightheadedness, confusion, weakness, anxiety. Physical examination, blood pressure 140 over 90, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2, regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen soft, bowels on present. Next upper, there is no carotid bruise, there is no jaundice, cyanosis and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert of awake, oriented time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact. There is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug normal, hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor, motor system examination is 10-5-5, deep tender reflexes 2-4, plantar responses are flexors. Sensory system examination reveal presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Gait ataxic, Romberg test positive. Even she's swinging when she's sitting. Assessment and plan. 44-year-old right handed Caucasian woman whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number one, presyncope. Number two, lightheadedness. Number three, memory issue. Number four, anxiety. Number five, peripheral sensory neuropathy, probably autonomic neuropathy. Next paragraph, her balance issue and tendency to fall is probably due to the diabetic autonomic peripheral neuropathy. At this time, I would like to order MRI of the brain, carotid ultrasound, and echocardiogram. I also want to order EMG of the upper and lower extremity and blood tests, including B12, folate, TSH, hemoglobin A1C, iron, total iron binding capacity, and vitamin D. I also want to order SAD rate, ANA, RF factor. I would like to see her back in my office in 1 month. The importance of good control of diabetes explained to the patient. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.